I wanted to tackle something that I haven't tackled ever, which is the end of the Seder. And the reason I'd like to do is, again, I've never given shiur on this. It's, in a sense, less textual than a lot of the Haggadah, which the text is the thing itself, because this is now about the text. But also, it's because it's at the end of the Seder, it's generally ignored. People don't spend a lot of time talking about it. They don't think about it much, because by the time you get to it, you're if you're awake, you're pretty tired, and maybe you're in a very, very good mood singing and not really looking into analysis. So, but the truth is, I was always mystified by something that happens at the end. So what you have in front of you in source one is broadly the text of the Haggadah that most people use. There are slight variations here and there, but more or less, this is the Derech HaMelech. After the meal, you bench on a cup, that's the Kosh Shlishi, you pour a fourth cup. The common minhag has been for hundreds of years to open the door and stand up and Shvoch HaMatcha, and some will sing Elyon Avi, and some will sing Atikva, and some will do a Mifkad. People do whatever they do at that point. And then we the fourth cup is poured, and then we start saying Hallel. And this is the section that in the mnemonic is Hallel, which is number 14 out of the 15, Hallel Nirtzah. Now, we start where we left off before the meal, which is after the first two paragraphs of Hallel, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki shimcha tein kavod, and we go through the whole thing. I did ellipsis there. Yivarech beit Yisrael, Ahavti, Ma'ashiv, Halut Hashem kol ga'im, Hodul Hashem kitov. There's a thing that the Rishonim bring up that you should make sure to have at least three people at your Seder so that Hodu and An Hashem are call and response with the plural people responding. And you get to the end of Hallel. Now you get to the end of Hallel, which ends with Hodul Adonai kitov kidolam chasdo, repeated. And then we say the bracha that we always say at the end of Hallel. Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu kol ma'asecha. Some people say al kol ma'asecha. V'chasidecha, tzadikim, osev tzonecha. Again, slight variations in nuschaot. V'chol mecha beit Yisrael, v'yina yudiv aruchu v'shav v'chav 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 v'yom yaretzu v'gdishu v'mlicha v'shimcha v'akeinu. Everybody will praise you. Ki l'cha tov lehodot l'shimcha na'el zamer k'mi alam v'yad olam ata'el. Now, what would you do the next morning when you got to the end of Hallel? Or what did you do 2 days ago, 3 days ago when you got to the end of Hallel at that point? You finish the bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Me'olah Batish Pachot, right? But we don't do that at Nahagada. That's kind of weird. We get to the end of the bracha and we stop. And then we go to Hallel HaGadol. And Hallel HaGadol is Psalm 136. All we'll see a three-way dispute in the Gemara. We'll see that about what Hallel HaGadol is. And Hallel HaGadol is the 26 lines. That's the way we paskin. The 26 lines, Ki le'olam chasdo, Psalm 136, which ends with Hodu le'el Hashemayim Ki le'olam chasdo. And then we say Nishmat Kochai, which if you think about it, is kind of weird. And what we're going to do next week is we're going to actually look at the text of Nishmat Kochai and see what it is and see possible where it comes from and what its propriety in at the Seder is. But we then say Nishmat Kochai, and we go all the way through Nishmat as if we're Shabbat or Yom Tov morning at the end of Psukei Dezimra, all the way to and including the Chatima, Brachot Ve'od Me'atav Yerolam, and another Chatima, Baruch Atah Hashem, El Melech Lo Bishpachot, El Ha'od and Flon, El Ha'od and Flon, El Melech Ha'chei Olamim. Instead of Kaddish and Baruch Hu, we say Bar Pre Agafen on the fourth cup. And that's the fourth cup. And that's the section we call Hallel. And then after we do Chasal Seder Pesach and whatever songs we have, et cetera, et cetera. That's the common custom. Where does this whole thing come from? So let's go back to the original source, which is the Mishnah. The Mishnah, and we've talked about this in the past, the Mishnah of Arvei Psachim or Erev Psachim, the last parak of Psachim, is a descriptive Mishnah. It describes a Seder taking place in front of the eyewitness. You pour the first cup, you say Kaddish. Bring out the food to the table. Pour the second cup. At this point, the kid asks the questions. Manishtana is in there. And then there you teach. Rabbi Gamliel says, you got to explain these three things, etc. And then how much of Hallel do you say? One parak, two parakim, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai. Then the Birchat HaGeulah. Straight up. And then it goes immediately. Mazgulo Kosh Shlishi. They pour the third cup and Umvarech al-Mizono. Notice, not mivarech uberech. It's like describing. You pour the third cup. They poured the third cup for him, and he blessed over the food, Birkat HaMazon. And then Revi'i Gomer Tahalel. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Revi'i Gomer Tahalel, Ve'omer Alav Birkat Hashir. All right, so the fourth cup, what do? You finish Hallel, or Gomer Tahalel means to read or to finish. Both work here because you're finishing Hallel. And you say Birkat Hashir. What is Birkat Hashir? I don't know, you don't know, don't worry, nobody knows, because the Gemara asks, my Birkat Hashir. What is Birkat Hashir? Rav Yehuda Amar Yalucha Hashem Elokeinu, which is the bracha we say after Hallel's over, every time we say Hallel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmat Kochai. He says Birkat Hashir is Nishmat Kochai. So now, by the way, let me just stop right now and ask, how do we paskin in dealing with this question? Because the Mishnah mandates that over the fourth cup, you say Hallel and you say Birkat Hashir. So what's our psak? What do we do? Yalucha or Nishmat Kochai?
Both.
We do both. Well, that's a little odd because normally we're going to have machloket. We're going to settle the machloket and do one or the other. It's a little bit strange. And we kind of do both, but we kind of don't do both because Omer Alav Birkat Hashir would indicate you're saying Birkat Hashir on the Hallel. But we say the Hallel, then we say Yahalelucha, but we don't finish it. Then we say Nishmat, which is way longer than the little few lines I put in there. It's way longer. We say Hallel Gadol and Nishmat, and then we finish it. So which is Birkat Hashir? Unclear. It's going to get more fun. Tanu Rabbanan. We now have a serious problem of Girsaot, because the Braita reads Revi'i, which means the fourth cup, and it sounds like this is an expansion on our Mishnah. Gomer Alav et Hallel, that's what the Mishnah said. Ve'omer Hallel Hagadol, which, by the way, now introduces something new. So if that's an expansion on the Mishnah, it means the fourth cup is Hallel plus something new you didn't know about called Hallel Hagadol. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon. V'yesh omrim Hashem ro'i lo echsar. Some people say that you say Hallel Agadol and what? And also Hashem ro'i lo echsar, Psalm 23. Do you add Hashem ro'i lo echsar to Hallel Agadol? Do you not say Hallel at all? That's all you say. It's really unclear, and nobody spends much time on it because we reject the Yesh Omrim, right? In any case, how do I know that we reject the Yesh Omrim? Because the next question in the Gemara is, Mehechan Hallel Hagadol. Where does Hallel Hagadol start? So Amar Rav Yehuda, by the way, in our Bavli, it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and it's absolutely a mistake. All the Kitveyad say Amar Rav Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rav Yehuda. And the proper text is Amar Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda Amar. Anyways, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mehodu Ad Naharot Pavel, essentially 136. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Mishir HaMalot Ad Naharot Pavel, which means 120 through 136 is Hallel Hagadol. And of Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Mi Ki Yaakov Bachar Lo Ya Ad Naharot Pavel, which is 135 and 136. So three-way machloket, but everybody agrees 136 is part of Hallel Hagadol, or is all of Hallel Hagadol. And it either stretches back one parak earlier or 16 prakim earlier. Okay. Now, we have three different opinions about what Hallel Hagadol is, which is supposed to be added, according to this version, to the Hallel. And does that mean it's added after we say Birkat Hashir? Or do we add it and then say Birkat Hashir at the end? You see the problem. Going back to the Mishnah right in front of you, the Mishnah says Revi'i, the fourth cup, Gomer et Hallel, finish Hallel and say Birkat Hashir. We then have a machloket, what Birkat Hashir is. We then have a brayta that says, the fourth cup, you finish Hallel, and you also say Hallel Hagadol. And then Yeshomri Mashem Mori Lachsar, and we don't know what that substitutes for. And then we have a three-way machloket, what Hallel Hagadol is. So whatever Hallel Hagadol might be, where is it fitting into the fourth cup? You say you do the Mishnah, which is the fourth cup. You say Hallel, say Birkat Hashir, and then what? Drink the fourth cup? So when do you say Hallel Hagadol? Or do you say Birkat Hashir and then say Hallel Hagadol? Or do you squeeze Hallel Hagadol into Hallel and say Birkat Hashir at the end? And the answer to every one of those possibilities is yes. There are about 15 different shitot about this, right? Which is interesting that we all pretty much do a standardized thing. But let's see, because there is, as I mentioned, a real girsa problem here. And you notice the word revi'i has a footnote. I put that in. Take a look at the bottom of the page. In the, not the famous Munich manuscript 95, but Munich 6, it doesn't say revi'i, it says chamishi. And it's that way in about five different really solid manuscripts. Meaning, there's every reason to think that what this Braita says is chamishi. Chamishi would mean the fifth cup. Fifth cup, Gracie? Yeah, the fifth cup. You say Hallel and Hallel Hagadol. And with that, as you could see, as you can imagine, everything has gotten even more mixed up. We've got two possibilities here, which are we talking about one cup or two separate cups? Second of all, we got another problem of where does Birkat Hashir fit in, besides the problem of what is Birkat Hashir, and besides the problem of what is Hallel HaGadol, and nobody's even paying attention to Hashem Roi Lo Achsar. That got rejected ab initio. It's quite a mess. Now, let's take a look and see how the Rishonim deal with it. Parenthetically, and this is really parenthetic, I'm going to look at it more next week, but Rabbi Yochanan says that Birkat Hashir is Nishmat Kochai. Now, when a tefillah or a bracha is mentioned by Chachamim, you can't automatically assume that they mean it in the full form that we have it. When Chachamim talk about Hatova Meitiv, I don't know that that means Hugmalanu, Gomleni, Gomleni, Lado, Chenach. I don't know that all of those words are part of what they're referring to, because there are many, many nuschaot that show up between the Geniza and the Gaonim, and we're not sure that they are familiar with the whole nusach. There could be things that are added in. And so Nishmat Kochai could be Nishmat Kochai Tevarechat Shimcha Baruchat Hashem Mechu Labo Tishpachot. I don't know what it is. But I look at Masachat Brachot, and again I find Rabbi Yochanan in a whole different context, saying the following. The Mishnah talks about saying Shechianu over Gshamim. And now, Me'ematam v'rachin ala Gshamim, when do you do that? Mishiyitzeh chatan likrat kalah, that has something to do with the way the grass meets the rain. Mai mevarchin, what bracha do you make over the Gshamim? It's not Shechianu, but V'yurab modim anachu lacha kol tipa v'tipa shorad talanu. We thank you for every drop. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi, what Rabbi Yochanan said, I would add more, which is Ilu Finu Malay Shira Kayam, etc. Ein Anu Maspikim Lodokashim Alukenu Ad Tishtachavet. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan had what looks like a very familiar nusach of Nishmat Kochai in front of him. And he says that we pick up near the beginning of Nishmat all the way to, meaning the middle section of Nishmat, which we'll look at in detail next week, which means that Nishmat Kochai is not like a little fragment of something. It's something that they did have the Nusach of, and again, we'll get to that next week. But we still got to get back to this problem and what we do at the end and how we do it. Parenthetically, the bracha that we say after Hallel, every time we say Hallel, has the same status as the bracha we make after the Megillah. The Mishnah in Masachet Megillah makes the following statement about Megillah. Makom shenahagu levarech, yivarech, makom shenahagu shelo levarech, lo yivarech. In a place where the custom is to make a bracha on Megillah, we do. If not, if the custom is not, then we don't. It means both customs are legit, and you follow local custom. The Gemara there immediately makes the comment that this is only true about bracha la'achareha, meaning making a bracha after reading the Megillah, ha'ela Moshia, that's minhag. But bracha lefana yuchayav because kol mitzvot mevarech alein avoy la'seyatan. Okay? Hallel has the same thing. You have to make a bracha before Hallel. It's a mitzvah. Question is, make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh and we're not saying full Hallel. Okay, machlok rishonim. But otherwise, you have to make a bracha on Hallel. But a bracha afterwards, as you see, is a based on custom. The Mishnah Sukkah says, Makom shalagul yichpol yichpol, yifshot yifshot, place where the custom is to repeat psukim like we do odcha, etc. That you do. Yifshot, only say it once, we do. Levarech acharav yivarech, if the local custom is to make a bracha, we do. If not, not. And that's clearly talking about the bracha afterwards. Yehalalucha. Okay? So now, that means that a bracha at the end of Hallel already exists as a custom in the times of the Mishnah. We don't have the wording of it yet in the Mishnah. But in the times of the Mishnah, there is already an awareness that there is a bracha to be said after Hallel, which is based on local custom whether or not to say it. Keep that in mind, and now let's see how the, starting with the Gonim, deal with this. We're going to look at Rav Amram Gon, 9th century. It was really the first Sidur that we have, Seder of Amram Gon. It's even before of Sadia. So now, this is what his Haggadah looks like. The print was probably not nearly as clear. As a matter of fact, it was handwritten. It's probably Balpeh. But this is what the text was. Lolan Hashem, Lolanu, Ad Me'atah V'Ad Olam, Hallelujah. Psalm 115. Havtiki Shema, Shomer P'taim Hashem, Psalm 116. Yakar B'nei Hashem, V'tal V'chisidav, Ad Yomruna Yer Hashem, Kid Olam Chasto, 118. Mina Meitza Karati, other runners to 118. Yimei Hashem, Chayel, Ad Hashem, in other words, Hallel, okay? And then what do you say? Ya'alucha Hashem Elokeinu Kom Asecha V'chasidecha Tzadikim, you see the bracha, and U'me'olam V'yad Olam Atel, I'm skipping to the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Me'olah B'tishpachot. So what does Rav Amram Gon say you do at the end of Hallel? You say Hallel at the end of the Seder, and then what do? You make the final bracha after Hallel, regular bracha with Chatima. And V'chein Amar Maran of Rabbana Moshe Reish Metivta. He quotes one of the Rabbanim in Surah, evidently. Yachid achar mizono b'lelei psachim is what he ruled. An individual, meaning it's not a minyan. Chayav ligmor tahalel. V'lomar yahalalucha v'lachtom. You have to say yahalalucha and make the full bracha with the chatima. Shekach shaninu. And he quotes the Mishnah. Mazgulo kosh lishim v'archal mizono. Revi gomer lav tahalel v'omer lav birkat hashir. He quotes the Mishnah. Ilu amarnu omer alav et tahalel. If it had said omer alav et tahalel, hayti omer kahalel shemosh chodesh. Maybe that means to skip some and not to make the bracha. Achshav sheshaninu gomer, yachid chayav ligmor v'lachtom acharav. So that means you have to say a full proper halal. And of course, like any other time you say halal, you have to say the bracha afterwards. I have to point out here that among the Geonim, there were those who felt that at the Seder, you make a bracha before reading Hallel, Ligmar to Hallel. We don't do that. And Rav Haigon was opposed to it and had the famous tshuva about why, but there were such opinions among the Goanim. Now,
that would have been at the beginning and from Magid, or that would be specifically at the end?
Probably at Lolanu, because of Ligmar. Probably, but it's a good question. So, Chalukin, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan. All right? This machloket that Rav Magon is mentioning. Kamrin and my Birkat Hashir, Rav Yudah Mar Yahalucha, Rav Yochanan Mar Nishmat Kochai. And remember, Joel, I asked, we don't do both because we paskin. V'aloch like Rav Yehuda. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. V'chein minhag b'shtei yeshivot. That, by the way, is the final thing in Gaonic literature. Chein minhag shtei yeshivot. That's the minhag in both yeshivot, Sur and Pubadita. That's all you need to know. So what's the minhag? They would say Hallel. They would finish the end of Bracha Hallel, drink the fourth cup, and the evening's over. There's no nishmat, there's no halagadol. That's part of what we see in Rav Amram Gon. Now we're going to jump ahead a couple hundred years, and Sidur Rashi, which was compiled by Rashi students, umvarech birchat hamazon al kosh lishi, you bench on the third cup, v'chozer mozeg kosh revi'i, you pour fourth cup, miyad, v'omer lolanu, by the way, shfoch hamatcha is not here yet. The all opening the door thing is not here yet. Lolan Hashem, Lolan Ad Gomar Halal, finish Halal, V'chotem bi Halalucha, and you say Halalucha properly with the Chatima. Now, V'chozer V'omer Halal Hagadol. Now, here's the added thing. You didn't drink the fourth cup, you finish Halalucha, then you say Halal Hagadol, V'chotem bi Nishmat Kochai V'shtabach. Then you say all of Nishmat. The Nishmat Kochai Hiber Katashir, you know, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Amram Gon. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Berkat Hashir is nishmat. And we'll see why he says that. V'achar kach mvarech berkat hayayin v'shoteh. So there's four cups. And the fourth cup has halal with the full bracha at the end. And then halal gadol with nishmat kochai with the full bracha at the end, yishtabach. And then finally ber pregah from the fourth cup. Now, guys, remember the girsa and the gemara about chamishi? Okay, so get ready. This is just way too much fun. Take a look at the riff on this. Minhaga da alma k'Rav Yehuda b'tarvayu b'kat hashir al hagadol. We paskin like Rav Yehuda, which is, what's b'kat hashir? Yahalalucha. Not what Rashi just said. It's Yahalalucha. And halal hagadol is just 136. Now, the Balamor of Zrache Alevi, right, the 12th century in Provence, has a whole long piece here, and I'm going to read part of it. This is what he quotes. V'anan lo chazin anay minhag of halal hagadol. We don't see this minhag of halal hagadol. He says, halal hagadol is based on Rabbi Tarfon, who has a fifth cup. The kaimalan katana didan, delitli ala arba kosot. We paskin, there's only four cups, which means halal hagadol, and this goes back to Rav Amram Gaon, halal hagadol belongs to a school that thinks there's five cups. We don't have five cups, so we say regular halal, and that's it. But four cups, there's no nishmat, there's no halal hagadol, none of it. Now, then he says, v'imratza lehosif kos chamishiv lasot k'Rabbi Tarfon. If you want to add a fifth cup like Rabbi Tarfon, who elsewhere in Arvei Pesachim talks about five cups, ein anu monin oto. We don't stop you. V'amer lav mashir tza. You could say whatever you want. K'Rabbi Yehuda, K'Rabbi Yochanan. You could say Asher Amalot. Say, you know, any of the choices of halal gadol. V'imbal ishtoto v'lo klum. Let's say you want to drink a fifth cup without saying anything. Ein banu koach limchot biado. We can't stop him. Means a guy could finish the Seder and then take another cup and say, Ber Pregafen. He could also have a 6th, 7th, and 8th cup. All right? And, all right, so notice that this approach to the fifth cup. But now watch the last paragraph in the Balamor. Rama Talamech, Zesham Ruby Yerushalmi, Ben Shlishilervi Lo Yishteh. Right? The Bright famously says, you can drink between the first and second cup, between the second and third cup. First and second cup is easy. You haven't eaten yet. Second and third is in the meal. But between the fourth, third and the fourth, you can't drink. Because then you might get drunk. Because remember, he's allowing you to drink a lot. So I've seen kriyat tahalal because you got halal coming up. You don't want to mess it up and be asleep or for shikard. If after he said halal, he drinks more and he gets drunk, he's no loss. He doesn't have any more mitzvot to do. Chen katav Rav Shmuel, this is the Rashbam he's quoting. Chen nirin hadvarim. Right? So now, yet another shita. The Meiri. We're still in Provence, we're going 100 years later. Ratzal lishtot kos chamishi omer alav halal hagadol. Notice the language. And you're going to see this in other very prominent places. If you want to drink a fifth cup, say halal hagadol, and he says what it is, and misham ve'elach ein shote yayin, he disagrees with the Balamor, you can't have more wine after that. You're not allowed to drink anything. You can only drink water. But you could have a fifth cup if you want to have a fifth cup. And if you do have a fifth cup, you say halal hagadol. All right? Yet another approach. And this is the Rashbam. And then we're getting very close and then all the way to what we do. Now, understand, the questions I asked at the beginning with all of the variables of definitional things. What is halal hagadol? What is birkat hashir? And is it kos revi'i or chamishi? All of these variables are playing into the different approaches here, some of which said, we just ignore the kos chamishi and we ignore halal hagadol. Rav Amram Gaon. So look at the Rashbam. By the way, you know that in Erev Pesachim, in the last paragraph of Pesachim, the commentary of Rashi is not Rashi, the one that's printed. So we all use the Rashbam, even though I think we've recovered the Rashi from it. We use the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says as follows, and this is one of the places where the Rashbam becomes very famous, besides this and Chazkas Abatim and the rest of Babatra. Yalucha v'nishmat kochai, gomrim oto baruch ata Hashem melech mulaba tishpachot. All right, so you finish with Melmelech Mulaba Tishpachot, which is Yahalalucha, right? V'zui Birkat Hashir D'matnitin, Klomar Birkat HaShavach, right? The bracha that you say after the fourth, on the fourth cup. Yochamar Nishmat Kochai means Af Nishmat Kochai. Notice Rashbam's take. He reads the machloket that we had here very differently. Rav Yehuda Amar Yalucha and Rav Yochanan Amar Nishmat Kochai means Rav Yochanan says, I agree with you about Yahalucha, and I'm saying you also have to read Nishmat Kochai. Why? Dehainu Birkat Hashir D'Matnitin, The Rashbam's argument is as follows. Yalucha, you got to say anyways, because you said Hallel. So when the Mishnah says Birkat Hashir, it must be referring to something besides that. It must be Nishmat Kochai. Which, by the way, makes Rav Yehuda look kind of strange, because Rav Yehuda says Birkat Hashir is Yalucha. The Haina Birkat Hashir de Matnitin. In other words, why would it be the case that Yalucha would have to be mentioned? You're going to say it anyways because it's Hallel. So the Birkat Hashir must be Nishmat. That's why we say both. Now you're seeing, why do we say both? Because the Rashbam interprets the Mishnah that says, Omer Allah Birkat Hashir as an addition. You say Hallel with Yalulucha, and you also say Birkat Hashir. And since we have to say, and by the way, Paskin Zagob Yochanan, Birkat Hashir is Nishmat, and we may put it after Halal HaGadol, because you have to say Halal HaGadol, as the Gemara will say. Hashteika bracha l'chol chada v'chada. Now watch what he says. You have Halal, and with Halal you have Yalucha, full bracha, melech mulaba tishpachot. Then you have Nishmat Kochai, which is Birkat Hashir, and that you have Halal HaGadol. So now each of the Halals has its own bracha. Yalucha, halal, regular halal has yalucha, and halal gadol is nishmat kochai. Perfect. That's still not what we do. Here's Tosfot. My birkat hashir v'yiromar yalucha, kamashlan dafilu makom shlenu agul l'varech acharav le'pesach, tzarech l'varech. Tosfot takes on the Rashbam here. He says, it's not obvious that you'd say yalucha, because what do we see in the Mishnah? Wherever there's a place, the minhag is to say a bracha after halal, we do. If not, not. And he says, the Mishnah here is saying, but on Lel Pesach, everyone has to. Even if the minhag is not to say after Halal, you have to say one at the Seder. De'ina gupshita, if the custom is to say a bracha after Halal, remember that's up to custom, if the local custom is to say it, then obviously you're going to say it at the Seder. Ina nafil makom shenagu, menedavka b'imim, avabalayla in tzarich. Or maybe I would think that even in places where the minhag is to say it, that's only when you're saying it during the day. And I might add, in shul is part of a formal thing, as opposed to at the table, the Seder, at night. I might think there's no bracha afterwards, so you do. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmat Kochai, Nirahachi Perusho, Af Nishmat Kochai. Just like Rashbam. Nishmat Kochai means not instead of, but also. Achai Yalucha, Dilotei Ma'achi Anan Kaman Avdinan. And Tosfot then does what Tosfot often does, which is to compare the text to practice. And he says, I know what we do, but what we do isn't fitting either position unless we interpret it this way. Notice, Tosfot is saying, here's our custom, and our custom is like our custom. We say both Yalucha and Yishtabach. So who are we following, if not for the fact that the Nishmat Kochai opinion is also Nishmat Kochai? All right? V'korei Nishmat Kochai Birchat Hashir Lefisha Bal Shabbatot Omrim Oto Achar Psukei DeZimra. Why is Nishmat Kochai called Birchat Hashir? Because in Psukei DeZimra we say it at the end. So it's Birchat Hashir. Okay, that's why it's called Birchat Hashir. And he says, therefore, we're ruling out Rabbi Yochanan, Birchat Hashir is Nishmat, but we're interpreting that Rabbi Yochanan means also Nishmat. So therefore, we have to say both Yalucha, because that always goes to the Halal, and the added thing of Nishmat, and that's what we do. However, Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, you might remember him from Bnei Akiva, the famous thing about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, the Tosfot in Ketubot, lo haya chotem b'hayalucha. He would not say a chatimat yalucha. Does this sound familiar? This is exactly what we do. Ki'im b'nishmat levado. That's what we saw at the beginning of the shiur. Our nusach of the Agoda follows this. We say halal, we say yalucha, but we stop before the chatimah. Then we say Allah Gadol Nishmat, and we say the Chatima. Mishum de leishta de Birkat Hashir Mashmachara Bracha. Because he says the language in the Mishnah up here, Birkat Hashir, sounds like it is one bracha. And therefore, I don't want to make two brachot, so we say the beginning of the Yalucha, but not the end. We don't make it a final bracha, and then we say the other piece. Okay, and you'll see here, if you take a look at the sources, a number of other shitot here, like this. But I want to show you now three things here. I want to show you the tour. The tour says, Kos Ravi, Gomer Lava Tahalel, Matril, Lolan, Below Bracha, means you don't say Ligmor Talel. Marlav Birkat Hashir Upligi Mai Birkat Hashir. He quotes the Machloket. Rivino Mer Yahalucha Lechotem Melech Mulaba Tishpachot. Right, full bracha. Yocham Marav Nishmat Kochai Rotem Mishtabach. In other words, you got two choices. The Torah right now is not entertaining the compromise that we do. Katav Rav Alfas Minhaga Krav Yehuda. We saw the Rif. The Rif said we do like Rav Yehuda. We say Yahalucha. By the way, it's no Halal Hagadol. Rashbam Katav Kevan Delo Eat Marechata Lo Kamar Velo Kamar. He quotes the Rashbam's ruling, but with a different reason, which is since the Gemara never paskened Rav Yehuda versus Rav Yochanan, Avdinan Ketarvayu. By the way, that's not what the Gemara usually does. Remember, what does the Gemara do when we say Lo Eat Marechata Kamar Velo Kamar? Where we have a ruling that hasn't been settled between two opinions. We say Da'avad Kamar Avadu, Da'avad Kamar Avad. Remember with Plaga Mincha? You could do this way, you could do that way. Here it's, we do both. Chotmim Behalel, Baruch HaTashem Melech Ulaba Tishpachot. Meaning, like Tosfot says, we say the full bracha after Halal. V'yomer Halal Gadol Nishmat, V'chotem Baruch HaTashem Melech Ulaba Tishpachot. Then we say Halal Gadol with Nishmat and the full Chatimah. V'Halal Gadol, Kamilan Krabi Yehuda, etc. Okay, V'Rav Chaim Cohen. And then he quotes Rav Chaim Cohen, who we saw in Tosfot. Not to say the Chatimat Yehalalucha, because again, it's all one bracha. And he quotes exactly his position, and he says, V'chein haya noheg Adoni Avi Harosal. The Torah says, that's what my father used to do, which I think is the reason it carries the day. V'shotek kos revi ba'seba below bracha, meaning you... this is that shita that you only make a bracha on the first and third cups of wine, right, and not on the second and fourth. That's machloket rishonim, rechacharav al hagefen, etc. All right, now I just want to show you the Rambam. This is so much fun. I apologize, but I'm just having so much fun with this sugya. V'chagach notel yadav. All right, this is now the Rambam in Perek Chet, which is the Seder. Perek Chet. Of Hilchot Chametz Matzah is the last parak, and he presents the Seder, and then he actually presents his Nosach of the Agada. Chakach notel yadav, right? You eat your meal, then you wash your hands, v'rech b'chad mazon ha'kosh lishi, shoteh bench on the third cup and drink it. V'chakach mozeg kos revi'i, v'gomer alav et ha'halel, v'omer alav berkat ha'shir, v'hi yel ha'alelucha, shom lokem ha'masecha. He paskins like the Rif, no surprise. So you say regular Hallel, finish Hallel, say Birkat Hashir, which is the bracha after Hallel. Ve'eno toy machakach klum kol alayla. And that's it for the night. Finished. There's no Hallel Hagadol. There's no Nishmat. I don't know if there's Chag Gadya. Chutz min amayim. Ve'yesh tolim zog kos chamishi. If you want, you could pour a fifth cup. Ve'lomer alav Hallel Hagadol. Which means, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? Chamishi omer alav Hallel Hagadol. The fifth cup. But not the fifth cup as an obligation, but the fifth cup as an option. V'hu mehodu Hashem ki tov ad al narot pavel, it's 136. V'kos ze ino chova k'mo arba kosot. It's not an obligation. V'yesh lo igmor talel b'chom hakom shiyotze, then a separate halacha that you don't have to be at the table to do the finishing the halel. But notice, the Rambam says, nishmat kochai, and by the way, Nishmat Kochai isn't even in here in the Rambam. He says you could take a fifth cup if you want, say Halel HaGadol, and drink the fifth cup. Not an obligation, right? And that's where Halel HaGadol comes in. And now the Hagot Maimoniot, which is a critical early commentator on the Rambam that represents the many Ashkenazi opinions that come in, has a long piece. You could take a look at it, but I'm just going to point out what he quotes from Sefer HaTrumah, again, an Ashkenazi Israel. Perish Rashi Rabbeinu Yosef Tuf Elam, that's around Rashi's time in France. Shemaya chole o istanis. What if you're sick or you're in istanis? Istanis, by the way, is a Greek word which means can't stand, istanis, but we understand it means somebody who's fastidious and sickly. Sarich lishtot, and he needs to drink more wine, yimzog kos chamishi. Notice, kos chamishi has now come from voluntary to an option for sick people. Ve'omer alav halal hagadol, ve'omer nishmat v'yishtabach. Kind of like the Rambam, but not exactly. You could have a fifth cup if you want it or you need it, in which case you say halal hagadol, but you also say nishmat, ad melech el chei olamim, and then Rabbeinu Chaim avi imi, so Sefer Truma, the Chaim HaKohen was his grandfather, lo haya chotem al el, and we've seen this shita already. Multiple shitot in the whole issue of the fourth cup, the fifth cup, halal hagadol, chatimat habrachot, every possible thing, and the common custom actually follows Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, as we've seen, and very likely because the Torah said, that's what my father, the Rosh, did, which really carried the day. I'm interested to find out what Yemenites do because of the Rambam, but I will show you Haggadah Eretz Yisrael from the Gniza has Eliyah Tavadek and Halel, and Chotmim, Yalucha, Hashem Elokeinu, and it has Birchat Hashir is Yalalucha, and two versions of Yalalucha, and that's it. There's no Halel Haggadol. There is no Birkat Nishmat Kochai Yishtabach. None of it's there. This is how the Seder ends with the fourth cup right there.
What years are those from?
This is from the 7th, 8th, 9th centuries in Eretz Yisrael, the Geniza.
Is that the oldest that they found?
That's, I think it's a combination of some of the oldest texts that we found of directions. Of course, we have the Mishnah that describes things.
Right.
Bavli, we have things in the Bavli. Saying, but this is Minhag Eretz Yisrael. So what we've seen over the course of the last 37 minutes, a long shir, is we started with the Mishnah. We started with actually looking at what our Haggadot look like. And we saw that our Haggadot look a little strange because we say Halel. Then we say the Bracha after Halel, but we don't finish it. We don't do a Chatima. Then we say Halel, Haggadot, and Nishmat, and we finish it. And we saw that that is a combination of shitot that ended up with a compromise between really the Rashbam's approach, Rabbi Chaim HaKohen is the one that really creates the compromise, and all the considerations of, is there a Kos Chamishi at all? Is Birkat Hashir Yahalucha or Nishmat Kochai? Is Halal HaGadol play a role at all as part of the obligation? You saw in the Sefer Truma, the possibility that Halel HaGadol is there only if you need to have a fifth cup, but you have to say something on it, so it's Halel HaGadol, which means there's multiplicity of different of approaches here. And what we saw was how the Rishonim dealt with them, and we saw just a little bit. I highly recommend, take the source sheets and go over them, Be'iyu, and you're going to see even more shitot. And if you're interested, take a look at the Rav Kasher's Haggadah Shlema. There's a chapter in the back in the addenda on Kos Chamishi where it goes through all the different shitot. There's way more than this, but this is the kind of the mainstream approaches. And Mirtz Hashem, next week we're going to take a look at the text of Nishmat Kochai, which of course is valuable not only for the Seder, but of course for every Shabbat and Yom Tov morning, and suggest why it's particularly appropriate for the Seder. And in spite of Haggadah Eretz Yisrael, and in spite of the Rambam, and in spite of the Rif, it still made it into our Haggadot as part of the end of our evening.